The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Mark.
Glory to you, Lord.
When Jesus had risen, early on the first day of the week, he appeared first to Mary Magdalene, out of whom he had driven seven demons. She went and told his companions, who were mourning and weeping, when they heard that he was alive and had been seen by her, they did not believe. After this, he appeared in another form to two of them walking along on their way to the country. They returned and told the others, but they did not believe them either. But later, as the 11 were at the table, he appeared to them and rebuked them for their unbelief and hardness of heart, because they had not believed those who saw him after he had been raised. He said to them, "Go into the whole world and proclaim the gospel to every creature." The gospel of the Lord. Brothers and sisters, it's been almost a week since our Lord Jesus Christ has been risen, and we celebrated the Easter Sunday. But today, we're reminded of that profound call placed on each and one of us, just as Jesus commissioned his disciples to go out into the world and proclaim the gospel to every creature. And we hear this statement at every Mass at the end. Does anyone know what that statement is? It's either "go in peace, the Mass is ended," or "go out and proclaim the gospel of the Lord," or it's the one I use, "go in peace, glorify the Lord by our lives." And we're not just saying that just because the Mass is ended. We're saying that because we're given that mission, that continuous mission that each and one of us are asked to do, is to become the Jesus, or share Jesus's light to the other people outside of our church and go out to the whole world. And there's a document from the Catholic Church that it's called the Decree on the Apostolate of the Lady that says that the church declares that all Christians share in the noble obligation of speaking the kingdom of Christ over all the earth for the glory of God the Father. And this mission is not merely a suggestion, but a task reserved for all of us here. But it's our sacred duty to go out, and it's entrusted to every member of the body of Christ. And we are all called to recognize that in the church, and that the church was founded on the purpose beyond itself. It exists not only, the church is called to make all partakers to partake in this redemption and salvation. And this is the heart of our mission, to go out and bring the divine message and salvation to the every corners of the earth, so that everyone could recognize who Jesus is. But yet we see in the gospel today, or this whole week in fact, how once they saw Jesus risen, they didn't know what to do. They tend to just live their lives, go back to what they're used to. But then Jesus is here telling us, we're all have that mission to go out and proclaim that good news. We just experienced one of the greatest things in the earth, whole world's salvation. And yet we're just standing here, just, you know, contemplating on what just happened, but yet we don't put this into action. And the Catholic Church and our gospel today is asking us to put what we learned, what we experienced, and go out and put it into action. Share it with people, share it with your kids, share it to the next generation, that Jesus Christ has lived, died, and then was risen. And we call this the Paschal Mystery, that the mystery of Jesus Christ's life is not just there in history, but really, he was here to really save each and one of us, to bring the salvation to each and one of us here on earth. But a lot of people don't get to hear that, so it is our mission, each and one of us, not just the priest, but each and one of us, to go out and share that good news, and especially with Easter just happened, share the greatest news that you just experienced. We all went through Lent, went through something that, you know, really challenged us to change ourselves. And then now we're asked to apply it in our life and also share it with others so that they may know and experience God in some way or form in their lives. So today, let us all remember everything we just experienced through Lent and through Easter. And thank God for that experience. And now allow us to go out and share that good news with each other.